The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And this is Anton Savage in for Pat. Reports would indicate that Wally the Walrus has made his way safely from Irish shores because he was last spotted in Iceland. But there is an argument to be made that we will be seeing more of animals like Wally in the coming months and years, and that there may be more needed to be done to protect them. I'm joined by Executive Director at Seal Rescue Ireland, Melanie Crosey. Melanie, first of all, I'm right about Wally, am I? He was last seen in Iceland.
Yes, I'm absolutely delighted to confirm that the photos, we identified some markings on them, and after 22 days of no sightings, he was confirmed to be seen in Iceland over 900 kilometers away. He's looking a little bit thinner, of course, but he's definitely going in the right direction, and we're absolutely delighted.
It's a huge open water swim, isn't it?
Absolutely massive. But, you know, he's already shown us how far he can travel. So he's just a really, really tough guy. But, you know, we are seeing more and more Arctic vagrants drifting down into our waters. Last year, we had a ringed seal. We've also seen spots of hooded seals, bearded seals, and lots of species that live on sea ice. And as climate changes, we're losing sea ice, so they're losing habitat. So we are likely going to be seeing more and more of these vagrants showing up on our shores. And Seal Rescue Ireland is supporting a petition that was started by Orca Ireland, another wildlife organization in Ireland. And we're kind of joining voices to really promote awareness on this issue, just because, you know, we do have our protected native species, but we do feel that there could be a lot more to be done to protect them as well from disturbance and intentional harm. And that should carry over to non-native pinnipeds as well, as currently only the gray seals and native seals are listed under the 1976 Wildlife Act.
In Wally's instance, it definitely appeared to the layperson anyway that he was more of a fleeting visitor than he was somebody who was setting up a home here. Is the expectation that these Arctic vagrants will be like that, that they will find our shores uninviting and depart elsewhere, or do you think they will actually start to migrate here and make lives here?
Well, the thing is, wild animals, just like humans, they actually all behave differently. They have unique personalities and unique skill sets and adaptations. So with a warming climate, you know, our environment is changing so rapidly that there will be individuals that exhibit new behaviors. I mean, that's kind of the driver behind evolution. So it would make sense that we will see more and more animals show up down here. And unfortunately, the climate crisis is getting worse. So sea ice is melting more and more rapidly, which means they have less and less opportunity for habitat up north in their Arctic, in their environment. So I would say that, you know, if things continue in this direction, it could be vagrant populations that arrive in other places. But, you know, more than anything, they are under so many environmental pressures as it is. It's very important for humans to protect them in really avoidable ways. And, you know, just by working with our native seals, which are the cousins to the walrus, so our gray seals and common seals here in Ireland, one of the biggest threats to them is direct human disturbance. They have to come up on land and rest. Pinnipeds, such as walruses, sea lions, and seals, they spend half their time on land to rest, to molt, and to rear their young. So if they're unable to find safe places to rest, it really, really threatens their ability to survive.
When you say
so
disturbance,
animals
is
like
that people
the walrus that come...
Sorry, I was just checking. Is that people effectively just doing sightseeing, going to have a gawk at them, or is it more sinister?
Well, I think it's a lot of curiosity. There was a lot of enthusiasm and excitement surrounding the walrus here, and rightly so. It was very, very strange to have him here, and, I mean, there's no doubt he was a very charismatic, almost comedic character, so I can understand all of the curiosity, but we have to remember that these animals are fighting for survival, so your curiosity can't take precedence over the respect and welfare of a wild animal. So we were urging people to please, please keep distance, observe quietly from at least 100 meters, keep dogs on a lead. You know, if you're in a boat, to stop, cut your engine while you're passing, and to just give it enough, lots of space. And from what we saw, the vast majority of people did that, and that was fantastic. But it only takes a handful of people to behave irresponsibly and to approach the animal. And that puts their safety at risk. It puts the rest and safety of the animal at risk, and of course, property as well. You know, it was no secret that Wally had a tendency to climb on expensive yachts. He did damage and sink a few. So we just wouldn't want anything bad to happen to him in response to anything that he was doing. So just really, really raising the profile of the fact that this is, you know, there's only 22,000 Atlantic walruses left in the world. This is one individual that's very far from home. He luckily did make his way back, but there's already been another Arctic species, a bearded seal, just spotted last week, that was rescued in Scotland. So this is something we're seeing more
but
and more frequently,
think,
and
Melanie,
it could make sense that they might set up here.
Indeed, do you think, though, there will be the same level of interest in seals? Because Wally had a couple of things going for him in the celebrity status end of things. He was very out of the norm of what normally comes here. He was massive and he was interesting to look at. I'm sure to people who know seals, the difference between a ringed seal and a bearded seal is significant. But will everybody else not just look at it and say, there's another seal, and leave it alone?
I'm so glad you asked that, because this is actually a huge issue with our native seals, even the gray seals and the common seals, which there aren't many of them. There's about 8,000 to 10,000 grays and less than 3,000 or 4,000 commons left in Ireland. But even our native seals, they're constantly facing disturbance from people on our shorelines, whether it's jet skis or boats or just people on the beach that are approaching them and harassing them. This is happening year-round all of the time. It's just that it usually doesn't get so much media focus as the walrus did. So it's actually a great opportunity to highlight the issues that our native species are facing day in, day out, and really putting a spotlight on the fact that this really is something that needs to stop, and we need to put the survival and welfare of the animals first. Because
does it disturb them
so
that greatly, though,
them.
Melanie? Because, I mean, if you look at the seals' case in point, there's one in Bullock Harbour, at least there used to be, who would walk up the steps to get old lobster bait. There was one in Wicklow that was coming across the street to the fishmongers on a fairly regular basis. They don't seem desperately unsettled by interaction with humans.
Well, I'd say that the biggest threat is during pupping season, which is right now that the gray seals are pupping. And I will say we are monitoring about a dozen pups up and down the coastline, and we've been working with local communities to really raise awareness on this. And just from one year to the next, this year, we have seen a remarkable difference in attitudes and behaviors. And I do think that the walrus had a lot to do with that. People now realize that we can't approach these animals. It will put their survival at risk. And, you know, last year, we had 170 seals that we had to rescue because they wouldn't otherwise survive, and the majority of those were because there were people approaching the pup and actually caused the pup to become orphaned because the mother went away and didn't come back. So yes, disturbance of our native seals is a very, very dire concern, and we do hope that this awareness by the walrus, as well as the petition to heighten protection laws for marine mammals, we hope that that trend will continue, and the kind of enthusiasm that it's gained continues into the rest of the pupping season. But it is something that everyone should be concerned about and be aware of, that just approaching a seal can put its life at risk.
Melanie, thank you very much. That's Melanie Crossey, who is Executive Director at Seal Rescue Ireland. Still to come.